It's very much a case of the calm before the storm here in Brussels today. We have a situation where farming groups from France and Poland and Ireland and Austria are already gathering here in light of the news that Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President, raced to South America yesterday without any haste to sign up a deal, which is going to be hugely detrimental to Irish farming. We've known for the last 3 years at this stage that the proposed Mercosur deal will cost Irish farmers something in the region of 45 to 55 million euro in beef markets throughout Europe. And we've also known the reservations that are held with regard to the quality of that beef coming in, the environment and health safety standards that apply in the South American countries. Yet von der Leyen seems adamant, gung-ho, to go over there and sell out Irish farmers. And I can tell you she's going to get a hell of a reception when she arrives back here on Monday, because we're not going to take this lying down.
And I presume as well you're looking to hear some kind of stance or see a stance from the Taoiseach and from top Irish governmenting officials, because this is going to have, like you've pointed out, this is going to have some pretty heavy effect on Irish farmers.
Yeah, but this is make or break time for Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach or tarnished and waiting or whatever they are at the moment. You know, the French have been here protesting. The French Parliament had a three-day session on Mercosur. The Polish Prime Minister has sent his word to Brussels. The only people missing are the Irish. You know, we learned today Micheál Martin and Simon Harris are in Scotland. They should be here. They should be in Brussels, and they should be on a tour of European states, member states, trying to get additional support to get that block in. We can block this at council ministers, if we have 33% of the states. We already have four or five. And we know there is some support within the Italian government for blocking it as well. So my appeal is to Simon Harris and Micheál Martin to get away from the charade of forming a government at the moment and get out here to Brussels on Monday and get on the phone to von der Leyen, as Macron did yesterday from France, making it clear that we will not take this lying down. And there's one other option available to the Irish government. I'm calling on them today, and indeed my independent Ireland colleague, Richard Donohoe here, who's in Brussels as well today, has joined this and saying the Irish government should be speaking with the Attorney General this morning to see if we can muster an appeal in the European Court of Justice to this move on Monday. If this deal is signed today, we need to be able to respond quickly in the courts and defend our right and the right of our Parliament to have a vote on this. Because as we know at the moment, von der Leyen is considering proceeding, splitting the legislation and proceeding through the European Parliament and Council of Ministers with the vote, instead of giving the Dáil an opportunity to vote on it. That's totally unacceptable to Michael Fitzmaurice, Richard Collins, Michael Collins, and indeed our new TD, Ken O'Flynn in Cork. And it's up to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to move on this now and get off their backside today and be ready to defend Irish farmers.